Whether your bank account is teeming over or you're surviving paycheck to paycheck, none of us escapes the constant preoccupation with managing our finances. Gratefully, the Bible contains time-tested wisdom on this topic. And today on Insight for Living, Chuck Swindoll invites us to open our Bibles to the book of Proverbs. Today and again tomorrow, Chuck will present six principles that will alter your pursuit and consumption of wealth. This study comes from the topical series called Hilarious Generosity. Chuck titled today's message, Timeless Principles of Money Management. And we begin with prayer.
Simple it is, our Father, to reach into our wallet and grab a particular bill from our treasure and to drop it in an offering plate and not realize that what you really want from us is our hearts, is the obedience of our wills. It is our trust when we cannot see the future. Hold us close to yourself, Lord, as we battle through this life in which we live. Show us this love of yours that is beyond all other loves. It is a love excelling. It is a love that goes deeper than words can express. So deep that you were willing to give your Son to pay the price for our sins. And we will never cease thanking you for that. Our thanks now will come in the form of our offerings. We give them to you with gratitude, with great joy. In the name of the Savior, who has plunged us into that blood of His and cleansed us from all sin. We pray these things. Everyone said, Amen.
You're listening to Insight for Living. To dig deeper into the Bible with Chuck Swindoll, be sure to download his Searching the Scriptures Bible Studies by going to insight.org/studies. And now the message from Chuck titled, Timeless Principles of Money Management.
Most of you would find it hard right now to remember one time over the past number of months this year when you have turned to a proverb to guide you through something in your life you were dealing with. These are words to live by. First, let me give you four important facts about proverbs that I have discovered. The book is ancient, but its contents are timeless. Here's another thought on Proverbs. The chapters are almost impossible. They're difficult to outline, but every verse is easy to understand. Here's a third. The topics are numerous, but each subject can be singled out, and each subject is helpful. Here's one more fact. The Proverbs are packed with wisdom, but rarely consulted. I'm going to go out on a limb and say your credit card would not be maxed out if you were a student of Proverbs. You would not have made that purchase that you could not afford if you had, before the purchase, really taken a few Proverbs seriously. Now, today I want to draw from the Proverbs, six principles that are timeless. I've never done this before, not with you, and not for a long time. And so I looked up the synonyms. This is how I did it, so you don't think it's some kind of secret gift that I have and you don't. I looked up synonyms like, of course, money, wealth, riches, lending, borrowing, saving, spending, giving, even the word plenty, abundance, as well as, of course, the coin of the realm in that day, silver and gold. Proverbs is dripping with information that every one of us would be wise to heed. So let me help you with this by showing you six timeless principles that are helpful for you from this day on. Write them out as you hear them and review them. As I'll say later, pass them on to someone else. Here's the first. Those who honor God with their money are blessed by Him in return. Those who honor God with their money are blessed by Him in return. You can count on that. You provide a faithful offering before the Lord, and you do that consistently, you will know His pleasure in many ways. Neither in the Bible nor in life can anyone guarantee you'll get back what you give. So the prosperity gospel is a lot of nonsense. Don't believe it. But the part of the truth is this: when you give faithfully and consistently, God rewards you in a number of ways, which is what these Proverbs are about. Look at Proverbs 3, verses 9 and 10. Proverbs 3, 9 and 10. Verse 9 is a command and verse 10 is a promise. They go together. They're called a couplet. A couplet. Look at the command. Verse 9, honor the Lord with your wealth and with the best part of everything you produce. And then the promise, which is written in the days when agriculture was the common way of earning a living, he says, he will then fill your barns with grain and your vats will overflow with good wine. These are word pictures. Be careful about making any promise, walk on all fours. What he is saying is that you will be blessed as a result of obeying him with your generosity. He will honor our giving to him, giving that is faithful, that is consistent, that is generous, that is happily given. It's helpful to remember that God owns it all, isn't it? Hold your place here and look at Luke chapter 6. Will you do that? Over in the New Testament. Luke 6, verse 38. It's a similar statement. This one is made by Jesus. Luke 6, 38. But these are other words used to say the same thing. Luke 6, 38. Give and you will receive. Jesus adds, your gift will return to you in full, pressed down, shaken together to make room for more, running over and poured into your lap. The amount you give will determine the amount you get back. In other words, you're generous. You'll get in return a generous blessing from God. Back to Proverbs chapter 3. So those who honor him with their money are blessed by him in return. Here's a second principle. Those who make money their passion lose more than they gain. Those who make money their passion lose more than they gain. When you make money your passion, then you're guilty of being greedy. You are loving money. And it's the love of money that roots all evil, according to what Paul wrote to Timothy. Now, let me show you some things out of Proverbs to make you understand why I would give you that principle. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 27. Turn there, please. Notice the reference to greed. This is the one who is passionate about making more and more. Greed brings grief to the whole family, but those who hate bribes will live. Look at the early part. You bring grief to your family. I've never seen it fail. Children suffer when mothers and dads are greedy. Relationships are strained when mom and dad love money, always needing more. Even expensive gifts will not take the place of meaningful, long-standing, loving, harmonious relationships. Look at the 23, it is, Proverbs 23, verses 4 and 5. Don't wear yourself out trying to get rich. Here again is the one passionate about money. Don't wear yourself out trying to get rich. Be wise enough to know when to quit. I like that statement. In the blink of an eye, wealth disappears. It will sprout wings and fly away like an eagle. Who of us hasn't heard stories like that? Who of us hasn't lived long enough to experience that? When money becomes our driving force, our all-consuming passion in life, life's most important treasures fall by the wayside. May I name some? They're all priceless. God, family members, close friendships, personal health, constructive times of leisure, all that flies away, along with wealth. Pursue it with too much passion, and you'll live to see the wings sprouting. And you'll look around and find yourself a pretty lonely person. Look at 28, verse 20. Proverbs 28, 20. The trustworthy person will get a rich reward, but a person who wants quick riches will get into trouble. Straight from the shoulder counsel. Look at 22. Greedy people try to get rich quick, but don't realize they're headed for poverty. It may not be financial poverty. You may continue to get rich and even richer, but you'll find yourself increasingly more alone. Because with the gain of great riches, when money has become your God, there is an accompanying arrogance. There is an unaccountability that set in. And before long, you're thrilled to tell everybody how many millions you have, but you don't dare mention your relationship with your kids or other members of your family. I've never known a time where getting rich drew families closer together, never once. Doesn't mean it can't happen, I'm just saying it's rare. If you're heading in this direction, take a warning, those riches sprout wings and they fly away like an eagle. Cynthia and I are friends with an individual who, at the time, was very wealthy. In fact, Dr. and Mrs. Howie Hendricks and Cynthia and I went on a little brief vacation and stayed at their summer place as they were there as well. And we had a chance to get to know them a little better. And in a quiet moment when we were alone, the man of the house said to me one evening, Chuck, you know that little booklet you wrote, The Lonely Whine of the Top Dog? I said, yeah, I remember that. Out of Ecclesiastes, he said, yeah. He said, would you send me about 100 of them? He said, that I don't know of anything that's ever reached me more directly than that. He may be wealthy, but he's a lonely man. Those who are eminently wealthy are often very lonely. Very lonely. It kind of comes as a downside of, especially if greed has driven you to that place financially. Here's a third principle worth remembering. Wisdom gives wealth needed guidance. Wisdom gives wealth needed guidance. If you're going to pursue a job that will require a great deal from you, seek wisdom first, because your hard work is going to result most likely in greater pay. Your sales will go up, quite likely. You'll gain promotion, quite likely. Wisdom does not come with any of that. Wisdom comes from prayer. As you seek the Lord for his guidance, Wisdom speaks to us in Proverbs chapter 8. Turn, will you? And you'll notice in the first verse, wisdom has the floor. Wisdom is calling out. And so she says, listen as wisdom calls out. Hear as understanding raises her voice. On the hilltop along the road, she takes her stand at the crossroads. All of this is beautiful writing that says in the dailiness of life, listen to wisdom. What is she teaching us? Verse 10. Choose my instruction, she says, rather than silver, and knowledge rather than pure gold, for wisdom is far more valuable than rubies. Nothing you desire can compare with it. Third gives wealth needed guidance. Look at verse 18, same chapter. I have riches and honor as well as enduring wealth and justice. Wisdom is still speaking. My gifts are better than gold, even the purest gold. My wages are better than sterling silver. I walk in righteousness, in paths of justice. One more, if I may, before we take a seventh inning stretch here. Look at chapter 16 of Proverbs and locate verse 16. How much better to get wisdom than gold, and good judgment than silver? It's a good time for me to pause and back away and talk to you straight from the shoulder. I want you to realize the value of passing along to those younger than you truths like this. It may be your children. If you have children who are still teachable and listening to you and respecting you, you are thrice blessed. Take advantage of that by passing along to them things that you have learned. That's called passing along the wisdom. For sure, your grandchildren respect you. Your grandchildren look at you without knowing how to express their respect. Often it's just in silence. As they eat a meal in your home, or as they drive along with you in your car, a car they hope someday to be able to afford. But they don't know how you were able to afford it. That they don't know how you bought that home. They don't know what you and your spouse learned during those very lean, difficult years. They don't even know you had such years. If you don't allow wisdom to tell them. So tap the brakes, take time, and eclipse the loud and very eloquent voices of the culture that is saying one thing to them, all of them wrong. You can have this, and you have every right to it, and you can have it now. It's called a spirit of entitlement. Break that spirit by investing, depositing some wisdom. Tell them the things you did that were wrong, the bad investments, the time you overspent. Tell them the struggles you went through to keep your marriage together, or maybe the loss of a marriage before you married their grandmother. The only grandmother they've known, but not the only wife you've had. They know nothing of this. You and I are walking mysteries to the young. And they don't quite know how to articulate their questions, but their wonderment is just dripping from their eyes. So help them with the questions. You might wonder. Or, you know, I never have told you. While we're having this hamburger together, let me share with you something that Nana and I have learned in years past. Or let me explain to you what Pops and I have gone through. or whatever they may call you. We have friends who have great names for their grandparenting names, Lolly and Pop. How good is that? I just wasn't that creative. Let me tell you what Lolly has taught me as her husband. Let me tell you how we stay together. It isn't easy. These are the things we have learned. And a big part of this has been money. We've learned the hard way how to handle our money. That is so much better than writing them a $100 check and wishing them the best. Because you see, wisdom is priceless. And you've got it. Just by living longer. Rarely is a young person wise. I can't remember ever meeting one. But I often come across those who are older. And I'm just bold enough to ask them, but children aren't. And so take that with no extra charge. Wisdom gives wealth, needed guidance. You could help that guidance take place if you would take the time for it. Here's the fourth principle. Increased riches bring increased complications. This principle, by the way, helps dispel the very, very popular rumors. One goes like this: if I had unlimited wealth, I could do whatever I want and wherever I wish and whenever I like, without any distractions or cares in this world. I just need more money. Oh, please, that's not so. You're near chapter 18. Look at verse 11. The rich think of their wealth as a strong defense. They imagine it to be a high wall of safety. Oh, no. Haughtiness goes before destruction. Humility precedes honor. You know what I see in verse 11? A false sense of security. A false sense of security. Increased riches will give you that. What makes you feel secure? I got a loaded bank account. Man, my portfolio is really impressive. Compared to what my folks made, you should see my income. Haughtiness. And with haughtiness comes insulting others. Sound familiar? When you've got wealth, you insult other people. You belittle them. If your wealth is misplaced and has become your God.
Chuck Swindoll is offering 6 timeless principles of money management, and there's much more to learn on this topic. Keep listening, because we're devoting the final minutes of today's Insight for Living to hear an important update from Chuck. First, I want to mention that we have audio CDs on hand for this study called Hilarious Generosity, as well as its corresponding Searching the Scriptures spiral-bound workbook. Chuck knows that hilarity and generosity seem like odd partners, but when God prompts us to give voluntary gifts, that's precisely how He desires for us to respond, with joy and freedom. To purchase the complete collection of sermons for Hilarious Generosity, call us at 800-772-8888 or visit insight.org/offer. Before we hear from Chuck, did you know that Insight for Living provides a daily email devotional for you? It's sent to your inbox each morning to help you start your day with God. The email devotional is free. To sign up, go to insight.org/devotional. And then, did you know from our earliest days as a media ministry starting back in 1979, Insight for Living has been sustained by grateful listeners like you? In just a few weeks, we're coming up on another significant milestone. It's the 45th anniversary of Insight for Living. As we celebrate God's faithfulness, we're inviting you to give generously, not as a testament to the past, but as an investment in the future. Here's Chuck.
Since our beginning, we've always relied on the Lord's leading to support the work of this ministry. We have no grant. We have no denominational background that we can fall back on, no rich group of people that we can call on, though there are some who give sizable gifts Many support us with smaller gifts, regular gifts. And often some wait until the very end of our fiscal year, and then they give their gift at that time. That may be your style. And there may be some of you who have benefited from our ministry for some time, but you've never sent in a gift. As you look back over your spiritual growth, if Insight for Living has played a part in that, perhaps even a major role in that, we would love to receive from you your gratitude-type gift that says, thank you for all that you've provided for me. Here's my gift to you. Use it, and may God bless you as you continue on in your work. We plan to continue on. Perhaps you see our ministry as more of a mentoring for your life, where our lives have rubbed off onto yours through the teaching of God's word, precepts and principles that have been delivered over the years. And perhaps lately, it's begun to mean more to you than ever before. And that would be a good reason for you to think, you know, in light of what you have contributed to my life, I want to contribute to the ongoing ministry that you're involved in. Thank you in advance for what you're able to provide. We will accept it by His grace in the name of Christ, who prompts you to give and leads us in the way we handle what has been given for the work of the ministry. Thank you.
And here's how to respond to Chuck Swindoll. Write to us at Insight for Living, Post Office Box 5000, Frisco, Texas, 75034. You can also call us at 800-772-8888. Or it might be quicker and more efficient to simply give online at insight.org. I'm Bill Meyer. Chuck Swindoll presents more timeless principles of money management tomorrow on Insight for Living.
The preceding message, Timeless Principles of Money Management, was copyrighted in 2015, 2016, and 2024, and the sound recording was copyrighted in 2024 by Charles R. Swindoll, Inc. All rights are reserved worldwide. Duplication of copyrighted material for commercial use is strictly prohibited.